James chapter number 2, verses 14 through 18. All talk and no walk. I, like you, know lots of people that perhaps the best way to describe them is that they are people that are full of talk. Talk like, I would loan you the money to buy your medicine, but you know I gotta get my nails done. Talk like, I would give you a ride, but you know I'm not going that way. Talk like, girl, if I was you, I wouldn't put up with that. And you later discover that every weekend, she was getting her little eyes dotted. Yet she tells you what she would not put up with. You got to be careful with people that is always talking, but there's no evidence to match what they're talking about. James perhaps best described this chapter number 2, in which he says that faith without works is dead.
Yes, it is.
He then goes on in verse number 18 and he says, show me your works, or show me your faith, and I'll show you my works.
All right.
In essence, what he is saying is that if you really have faith, somebody ought to see
your works.
Something.
All right, now.
In you.
All right, now.
I don't know about you, but I get tired of people telling me how much they believe in God. All right. And there's no proof whatsoever in their life. You get tired of people telling you what you need to do, what you ought to do, what can work for you. But it's not working for them. It seems to me as though if you have some great advice, you ought to try it on yourself first. As a matter of fact, you need to see it working in your life before you even offer to give it to someone else. In the midst of going through something, I want someone who has gone through something to tell me how God brought you through. Don't tell me how to come through what I'm going through if you've never been through what I'm going through. Because you may think it'll work out like this, but when you get inside of it, you discover it's not what you think you see. So in the midst of going through something, be careful that the person that has your ear also has the heart of God. Everybody that is telling you something really don't want to see you through. Some people that is telling you something, they only want you to listen to them so that you can get deeper in your mess. Then they go back and tell Sally, I can't believe they did that. Be careful of the advice that you receive from people. So James says that faith without works is dead. What is it about works that is so important in your faith? What works does is work shows your worship. Your worship is who you are. Your worship is who you surrender to. Your worship is your vehicle to get you out of any mess that you're going through. If you are going through something and there's no worship in you, you're going to be in the storm for a long time. It is your worship that becomes your battle cry. It is your worship that signals to God, I want deliverance. It is your worship that makes God shows up and begin to dwell with you, dwell in your presence, because the Bible declares that God dwelleth in the
praises of his people.
You got to give him some praise in a minute. When you're going through something, you begin to praise and worship God. God shows up in your situation. When God shows up, God then shows you how he can make you an overcomer if you are obedient to him. When you're going through something, the best thing for you to do is to know who you are. You got to know who you are before the storm starts. If you wait on the storm, you can't hear because the thunder and the lightning is going on. So you need to know God before the battle starts. Now, when the battle starts, I may not feel like I'm an overcomer, but I know that God would never leave me, never forsake me. So even though you hit me and I fell down, you better believe I got some bounce in me. I'm going to get back up. See, I'm the kind of person, when you hit me one time, baby, you got to be prepared to beat me every day. All I need to do is beat you one time. You got to understand, inside of you is some overcoming power. Understand your works, so that you can understand worship, so that you can understand that you are overcomer. He wants you to understand next that you have a righteousness about you.
All right.
Now, if you have a righteousness about you, you must be intelligent enough to understand it's not your righteousness. Amen. It's God's.
Right.
See, this is how Satan silences a lot of people. Because somebody knows your sin, so you no longer talk about the goodness of God because you don't want somebody to point out what you did. Let me tell you something. When you preaching the gospel, you're not preaching your gospel, you're preaching his gospel. As a matter of fact, everything that you preach about, you give to him. That's why God gave us his only begotten son. It's not because you're so good. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. In other words, there's nothing good about you independent of God that will allow you access to heaven. So he says part of works is to understand that you got to worship God, that you have to understand that you're an overcomer, that you have to understand your righteousness in God, and then most importantly, you have to always know that you are a kneeler. In other words, when everything goes bad, I know a spot where I can make things go good. When I can't get power from nowhere else, I know a spot where God will empower me. When everything is going crazy, I know a spot, and that spot is on bending knees. When you humble yourself to God, you gotta know that God will show up in your mess. Have you ever been going through something and God just stepped in and God just began to just work things out for you? Have you ever been going through something and it seems like you were gonna drown in the midst of what you're going through, and then all of a sudden God became your bridge over troubled water? Won't God deliver you? Won't God bring you through some mess? Have you ever tried God? I need to talk to some believers this morning. And his favor may not be fair, but I thank God for his faith. We have to learn that faith without works is dead. If you believe something, but you never move on what you believe, is wasted. Stay at home, believe all that you want, that God is going to send the employer by your house while you get high, and they're going to stop and offer you a job. Faith without is dead. Now, the Bible defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, what the Bible really says about faith is this is the components of faith. A house is a place of dwelling, but it's also brick, nails, windows, screws, plywood, roofing, and everything else. That's the component. That's what it's made up of. And so what he's saying is that faith is made up of the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Those are the components of faith, but what faith is a firm persuasion in a person. That person must be Jesus Christ. You can have faith in your car and your car put you down, but you can't have faith in Jesus Christ and he lets you down. You can't have faith in an almighty God and he doesn't show up in your valley. So he said you gotta have the right kind of faith. So James is talking about faith, but you have to understand what James is talking about. He's not talking about the kind of faith that saves you. Listen to me. Ephesians 2 says we're all saved by faith. Grace in the Lord. It is through the grace, through faith that we're saved. But he's talking to you that is already saved.
That's right.
You already received him. So you come into the church full of faith that Jesus can save you and you sit down. The graveyard is filled with vision. The graveyard is filled with dead dreams. The church is full up with folk who is paralyzed, don't have the faith to step out and do what God is calling you to do. The reason that you are here is because what you have is what life changing needs. Let me say that in another way. Don't come to life changing expecting life changing before you join life changing and talking about they ain't got this.
All right.
They ain't got that.
All right.
They ain't got that. Because the reason we don't have it is because you got it.
Right.
So why don't you get off your butt? Why don't you join? And why don't you bring your ministry in the church and connect? Because we all one body. God needs what you got. Without works is dead. James says if you got faith, somebody ought to see the proof in what you got. See, I don't know about you, but you have to show me every now and then. Quit telling me about the God that you serve. Let me see the God that you serve. In the midst of you going through something, let me see that you got enough faith that surpasses understanding, enough peace that surpasses all understanding. Let me see you going through something and the whole world is against you, but you still calm even under pressure. That's the God I need to see. That's the faith that I need to see. That's what the world needs to see. So James says, faith without works is dead. Then he turns it around in verse number 18. He says, yeah. He sounds like a brother, don't he? He says, yeah. A man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without your works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. In other words, what he's saying is that if you want to believe that I can do what I said I can do, look at my track record. I'm talking to somebody. You know, you that is unqualified, uneducated, but even though somebody look at your track record, they wonder how in the world did you accomplish all that? Not you. What they don't understand is that the faith that you have, the faith of God that is inside of you, allow you to keep going even against all odds. The faith that is inside of you will not let you be defeated. The faith that is inside of you that allows you to get up time after time again, the faith that is inside of you keeps you going. So what is faith? What is faith? I want to leave you with a working definition of faith.
All right, now.
The F for faith is to fasten. That is to fasten your eyes in expectation on your Father.
All right, now.
Faith is, I can't see it, but I'm going to look at God and I'm going to expect God to do it. And I'm not going to move until He do it. They that wait upon the Lord shall, what's His word? Renew. Now wait a minute. You can't renew something that's not always there. So for Him to renew your faith, you got to have faith before you call upon Him. Now if you're crazy enough to believe God before, He says, I'm crazy enough to do it after you call upon my name. You got to begin to focus on God. Expect God to do what God said that He would do. See, it is in the expectation that your faith is birthing something. It is when I expect God to do it that God says, now I'm going to make that thing happen. But you can't call upon the name of God without expecting something from your God. See, that's my problem with a lot of people come to church. I come to church because it's time to come to church. But now I'm not expecting a movement of God. So you can play all you want. So I'm going to sit right here. Because I'm just waiting on 11:15, 11:30, and I'm going out. If God shows up in your life, you still won't recognize it because you're not expecting anything. I want to talk to some folks this morning that came expecting God to deliver you. Oh my Father. The A is now I gotta align up with what He said. Not necessarily what I want, but what He said. Prayer is two part. Prayer is me petitioning God, and then for my little self to sit and wait on God so He can instruct me. We're so busy telling God what we want, and God speaks, but we're all over here listening to Sally and Jane and Sue, what they have to say. And God is saying, I can't speak through all that mess. It has to be alignment. It has to be alignment. Once I focus on God, then I have to align to what God is saying. See, the Bible declares that God says about His life, He says, my life will be, in essence, a path to your feet.
That's right.
He says, I'll take my light and I'll lighten up your way.
Yes.
I'll show you exactly where to go.
Yes.
Light doesn't mean much unless you're in darkness.
Right.
Have you ever been in the darkness and you needed a word? Have you ever been in the darkness and you needed some money? Have you ever been in the darkness and you really needed something and then God showed up? And it seemed like when God showed up in your worst of moments, it really illuminates Him. You can really magnify Him because you know it was nobody but God who showed me where to go. It was nobody but God who aligned me with my blessing. Fasten on Him. Must be alignment. And the I is that God has to insulate me from faith. God has to insulate me from faith. Now, notice I said me. Because without faith, me, the natural, I'll go based off what I see. God will put you sometimes in the valley. And he won't let you escape until you believe in him. He'll make everybody, every opportunity pass by you. And he says, I'm going to sit you right here until you fasten your eyes on me, align up with my words, and then I'll deliver you. You see, God is a jealous God, and God says, you're going to give me all the praise. You're going to give me all the honor. So what God does is God has to kill you in order for you to live. Because in the natural, we'll always fight against God. Your mankind, you, who you are, is always against the faith that God wants you to have. See, because we're not faith people. We're seeing people. Well, show me, then I'll go. You gonna do what? Let me see the money, baby. That's us. And God is saying, now I want you to walk this thing out by faith. You want me to do what? I want you to walk it out by faith. So, faith doesn't mean that you're blind. Faith means I can't see in the natural. But as God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So in other words, I got to step outside of me in order to get in the presence of God. When I find myself in the presence of God, it's the spirit thing. It's me and God in the spirit. See, that's why we get so confused and so afraid of speaking in tongues, because it's a spiritual thing. What you said, Jeff? Jeff don't even understand what I said. I wasn't talking to Jeff. I was talking to my daddy. He understands. The T is for a thirst. That means you have to come after God. You got to come after God as though he is really the breath that you breathe. You got to come after God as though Jesus says, I am the living water. You have to have a desire for him that if I don't get him, I am going to die. Have you ever been pressing in for something? And everything that you tried the look of body, you tried sex, you tried gambling, you tried everything, and nothing will quench it for you. And then you got smart enough in the spirit and say, let me try God. And as soon as you try God, won't God show up and he'll satisfy everything that you need, everything that you want? That's the kind of God that we serve. He says, but you got to thirst after me. And then the H is humility. He says, now when you come after me, you got to humble yourself to me. Because if you come too high, you won't see me. God is saying you got to bow down and worship me. When you bow down to God, he says, now you're open to listen to what I'm saying. You got to get this in closing. So what God wants us to do is that God wants us to come to him in the spirit realm. And now when you come to him and you humble yourself, he says, now you're able to hear from me. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves. See, he says, when you come to me, baby, you got to get down. You know, sometimes when you're in a fight, you can't get cute. You got to get down and ugly with that thing. You got to understand this is a spiritual fight. You got to get down, and you don't care about what you look like. See, when you lose your cuteness in a fight, you can do some things then. I don't care what you bring against me. You're going to have to show me. I don't care what you tell me. You're going to have to really use it. Because now I realize that this is a spiritual thing. This is a battlefield. And so the Bible declares that they that are called by my name, if you humble yourself to God. He says, come down when you you humble yourself, then I need you to pray.
Amen.
I need you to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need for you to talk to me, but I need you to hang around so I can talk to you too. In the midst of you going through something, God begins to talk. And you have to be careful. And you have to be in prayer. Because God will move in the spirit so gentle that you'll miss him. And so you've been asking God for something, and God sends somebody that you don't like to give you a word. But you're so busy focusing on him that you don't like, and you miss the word. The Bible declares that God will make your enemies your footstool. All the haters in your life, go ahead and give them some praise this morning. All of the folks that don't like you, go ahead and give them some praise this morning. Because without them, you wouldn't be where you are. God put them in your life so that he can pull you up. God said, I'm going to let them do that so I can show them who I am. Who is God to you? He says, I am that I am. What do you need God to do for you? What do you need God to be for you this morning? He says, I am that I am. If you need a healing, he says, I'm that too, baby. If you need a friend, he says, I'm that too, baby. If you need a paycheck, he says, I'm that too, baby. You gotta know who your daddy is. You gotta know. So go ahead and give him some praise now. Get you already know who your daddy is. There are some other folks. They may be about talk. But you're about some walking, baby. I ain't got time for the foolishness. I'm going to walk this thing out. I'm going to walk it out by faith. I may not see where God is taking it, but I'm going to walk this thing out. I may not feel comfortable, but I'm going to walk this thing out. So I'm going to walk it out, baby. Every step that I take, I know that God is directing me. Every move that I make, I know that God is protecting me. God is putting a hedge of protection all around you. Some folk, it's about talk.
Hallelujah.
But James says to you, show me your faith.
Yes, Lord.
And I'll show you my works.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody's looking at your works this morning. But I think it's more important that you see your works. What I mean, smart one. I mean, the blessings that you are enjoying this morning, God did it. God did it. God did it. Now, go ahead and cancel out how beautiful your resume and your cover letter will. Go ahead and cancel that out. Remember when you were stretched out on an operating table and your resume didn't work? Your portfolio didn't work? God did it. He says, by my stripes, you're healed. You're healed. You're healed. Somebody came in here this morning and you've been going through something, and a lot of folks have been talking in your ear. I want you to listen to what God is saying to you.
Yes.
Hear the word of the Lord. God says to you, faith without works is dead. The only issue is, do you know the Father?
Yes.
If you know the Father, then you can believe that. Says, let me move in and live in your heart. You see, God is trying to knock at your door. As he knocks at your door, what he's saying to you is that I want to come in. I want to come in and I want to step with you. I want to come in and I want to commune with you. I want to have communion with you. I want us to come into union, to become one. doors of the church this morning. He says, confess with your mouth. Church home, not sure about your salvation.